As they said, be not bitter against them, even when they don't obey all the time. I think I fulfilled that. You know, sometimes it's hard for a woman, especially in our culture, to submit herself because it's sort of, you know, in a sense, it's a challenge for women because from the beginning, women have wanted not to submit themselves because they're individuals. They're every bit as good as men. You know, and they can be as intelligent and more, depending on the couple, you know. And so for them, it can be very difficult to submit to that guy. Especially if he's not a godly man. You know, a godly man, a woman may consider submitting herself to, but who would want to submit themselves to an ungodly? It's not given any of that qualification. Knowing, the thing is, you do it in faith, knowing that God is your avenger if your husband is a bad man or unbelieving. And it doesn't mean like you submit yourselves to beatings or something, you know, flee. You know, I don't think a woman needs to, you know, save her life in the sense of, you know, don't just be like, okay, he wants to hit me. I'm just going to sit here and take it. Don't hit him back. But I mean, in the sense of like, let's say the husband wants, he has a certain set of priorities he thinks are most important. And they're not evil. It's just like, I'm trying to think of something nice and innocuous. You know, like, let's say he comes home. Example that's been given, you know, he's concerned about the house that it'd be cleaned up, and he wants to clean up. And, well, wife thinks he needs to spend more time with the kids. She needs to submit to what he thinks is important. It's like maybe he will spend time with the kids, but he wants to do this first, and the kids could be included. A woman can use her powers, which she has in her, not just sexual, but she has a certain power of affection over a man when he loves her, to implore and to ask and to obtain. But the thing is, when it's done in subjection and in a way that is respecting the man's authority, he's very movable to her desires, just as Christ. When we ask good things for him, righteous things from him, he is very amenable to answer those prayers. But when we start arguing with him about the way we think things ought to be or whatever, he's going to show who the Lord is. And husbands ought to do the same. But it does say, he says, husband, love your wives, be not bitter against them. To love your wife, it says in another place, as Christ loved the church and gave his life for it. And I would also say his disciples, he stripped himself and put a towel on like a servant and washed the feet of his disciples as a sign of how we ought to be towards each other, but also as how a man ought to be towards his wife. That doesn't mean he just, remember, they called him Lord and they were astonishing, but still a Lord, it is within his prerogative to lower himself and submit himself to his wife in the sense of subjugating what he wants for the good of them or to do good things to them. Meaning like, let's say I just come home and I want to rest, but I see that they really would like to spend time with me. But my wife doesn't. Now, my wife should not hound me about it, but let's say, you know, she doesn't. But, you know, and they just ask, and I grant it in spite of myself. See, I'm submitting myself to their needs, putting their needs above my own. And a man has to do this all the time to be a good father and husband. He subjugates his needs to that of his family. But his wife also has to understand his needs and needs to take care of her husband, knowing that he is a man and not Christ, and that he needs to be, you know, he is not a superman either. So, you know, all these things need to be done in love. The wife needs to subject herself. She needs to subordinate herself and render to her husband a certain respect of authority. The husband, if he is a godly man, needs to exercise his authority and be the man, which will cause the woman to have more respect for him. It doesn't mean he needs to arbitrarily be ridiculously always controlling everything. A man can also... It doesn't mean he has to make every decision. Though that is always his arena. It's, of course, I have the last word. Of course, the woman doesn't give that to the man. That's mine. But that doesn't mean I have to take it every time, and I can give it. I can give certain authority. I can say, all right, you have authority to do this. I give you authority over this or over that. But it comes down from me. They can't take it for themselves. I have the power to act arbitrarily in a numerous number of ways. But and liberated women are going to be, oh, how terrible. Well, if I be a man of God and be acting in wisdom and in love, it won't be. And believe me, my wife will testify to that. In fact, as I've become more of a Lord in the house and still being a Lord like Christ, giving myself and sacrificing for their benefit. But the more I become in charge, though, and taking my due authority, the more peaceable and happy our home has been. Okay? And women, I don't care what they say. There isn't a woman in the world who wouldn't like... Well, there may be some strange women, but most women, given the thing, they would like to have a man that is stronger, smarter, whatever. They want a man who is every bit they're better, stronger than them, in spirit and in everything. Not just in the carnal nature, but in the things of above and in the things of God. They want that. They would love to have that. They want to have a man that they can look up to and look to. Because it's in the nature of a woman to be very attracted to that strength. Not just fake strength, just flexing muscles and so on and so forth and nonsense like that, but a real strength of character and real strength of wisdom when all these things that come together in a man, a woman is very happy to submit herself to it, if she be a godly woman. I mean, some women just don't want to based on principle. Just because they have it in them, they want to just counter nature and go against that which is natural. They want to just to be contrary.